The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
He's a man that when you see him needs no introduction. His trademark blue shirt and shorts and iconic eyebrows make him one of the most recognisable people in Western Australia. Of course, I'm talking about the Spud King himself, Tony Gilardi. But WA's most recognisable man might become unrecognisable when he does something drastic. But it's all for a good cause and it all relies on how generous West Aussies are. Joining me now to tell us exactly what this drastic measure is the man himself. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, mate. So what are you planning to do?
Well, this year, Telethon's coming around again the next month, and we're trying to do a little bit more than what we normally do every year, and I put the eyebrows on the line. If we raise $500,000, I will harvest these brows.
Wow. You're going to harvest them. You need a header or something like that? You need some pretty serious equipment.
I think we'll find a hedger somewhere.
And now, the Spudjet has always been a fantastic supporter of Telethon, and you have yourself raised a lot of money over the years. What made you decide to put the eyebrows on the line?
Well, this year, you know, with our team, we're looking at raising $500,000 for Telethon, and I thought, well, hang on, if we get the target, I will crop these brows. And you know, it's a good cause, and you know, I'm really grateful that my kids and my grandkids are all healthy, and a lot of our friends are. And after the misfortune that the kids that are sick, we have to help and pitch in.
Yeah, hear, hear. Are you worried they might not grow back?
Oh, I think they'll grow back. Put the right fertilizer on, I think they'll grow back.
And so how can people support this fundraising drive? Help you raise this $500,000?
Well, you can online, you can donate, or if you come to our Spudjets, we got a round up. So if you spend, you know, every little cent helps, you know what I mean? If you spend $10.50, you want to round up the next dollar, you can put 50 cents, or if it's, you know, $5.70, you want it to round up to the dollar, it could be 30 cents, whatever. And you can donate whatever you can. And if we get the number this year, I'll take the eyebrows off.
Mm. And have you thought about where you're going to go to get the eyebrows removed? Are you going to do it very publicly so we can all watch?
I think we are, yes.
potentially on Telethon?
Potentially, yes.
Oh, wow. That's pretty exciting. I know we normally see the celebrities taking their shirts off, but I think you taking your eyebrows off is going to be the absolute highlight. last year, the fundraiser managed to break a record, even despite a global pandemic happening, which just goes to show how much Telethon means to West Aussies. What does it mean to you?
No, WA is unbelievable. You know, what we do, and we actually roll up our sleeves and we dig deep and we do our best. And like I said, we're really grateful to live in a beautiful state. I reckon it's the best state in the world. And let's see what we can do.
Yep, absolutely. Let's all chip in and see what we can do. Everybody get down to Spud Shed and let's see if we can get those eyebrows off your face. Tony Gilardi, thanks for joining me on The West Live.
Thank you for having us, eh? Really appreciate it.